Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Angels on Air. Today is Wednesday, May 6, 2015. My name is Carolyn. I am an angelic life coach. I am a
Carolyn, if you can hear me, I completely can't hear anything.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Carolyn McGee, and this is one of those little things that we call an angel wink. When you've got a whole lot of things going on, then sometimes the angels tell you it's time to take a break. So I don't know where I got cut off, so I am just going to start at the beginning. My name is Carolyn McGee. Today is May 6, 2015, and welcome to Angels on Air. I am an angelic life coach, a Reiki master teacher, and an intuitive healer. And one of my good friends and fellow, I would say co-workers, we kind of work together, is joining me on the show today. Her name is Fiona Orr. Fiona, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I really freaked out right then. It went totally blank on me, and I wasn't sure what to do.
Well, you know, it's so funny because it's the first time it's ever happened to me. And I, you know, before the show, you and I were chatting about how I have decided that it's time for me to let go of doing the monthly show. And you know, this is like we call them angel winks, where you get a confirmation that, you know, energetically it is time for you to let go of something or to, you know, stop putting energy into something. So it's just very funny.
I love that.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? So before you do your background, I just want to talk for a brief moment about angelsteach.com, which is where I got my training. I invite everybody, if you are interested in learning more about the angels, connecting deeper into your spiritual path, to check them out. They have a lot of really amazing classes and a lot of free information, too, as well as a really beautiful online community called Living with the Angels that is a wonderful support group. So I invite you to just check out angelsteach.com. So Fiona, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the call, and I'm honored for this to be your last call that I'm on. You're going out with a big bang.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so I'm one of those people that I've really been coaching and training and learning about success and motivation my entire life. It really started when I was 13, and there was a big Girl Scout cookie competition, and I wanted to sell more Girl Scout cookies, and that's when I started really learning about how to motivate, how to success, how to do sales. And so that really started my lifelong learning process. So I've done so many certifications. I'm a law of attraction coach. I'm an EFT tapper, emotional freedom technique. I'm a tapping into wealth coach. I'm a Reiki master teacher that's in this world. But my background, I've been in the corporate world as a trainer, as an operations manager. So I've kind of done, I've had my own business doing all sorts of different things. But right now, I feels like everything, I know, Carolyn, you know this feeling. It feels like all of that was building for me to do what I'm doing now. And I, my theme is to be epic. And so I call myself an epic life coach. And really what I do is, I help motivate people to step through their fears, to release their limiting beliefs, and to create an epic life that they love. And for me, EPIC stands for energy and enthusiasm. It's an acronym, that's the E. And then the P is purpose and passion, you know, really bringing a passion to whatever your life purpose here on earth is. And then the I is for inspiration and imagination. And then the C is for real connections in your life, you know, between you and other people, but you and your higher self, the connection, and then I always say having kick-ass confidence. I hope that's okay to say on the radio.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that's what being epic is to me.
It's awesome. I didn't know that that's what it stood for, and I've known you for over a year. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, I have little Be Epic buttons that I pass out everywhere.
I have one.
Yay.
Yay. So how did that come to you? I know that you're highly intuitive. It's not like your lead energy, but is it something that kind of just came to you that way, or was it a series of attempts, or how did it happen for you?
Well, it just was, like everything, it's sort of a process, right? As you, like you said, it's an intuitive thing. I started to hear that word. It was funny because when I started saying Be Epic, that was probably, I don't know, maybe four years ago, let's say. I was worried about using that term because a couple years ago, it was really, epic was being used as epic fail. It was sort of one of those memes. And so anytime anybody said epic, it was with the word fail, epic fail. And I didn't want that connotation, obviously, but it just kept cropping up in the weirdest places. I just kept seeing those signs, the little angel signs, the little things that were showing me, the synchronicities that were showing me that was part of really who I am. And then it's so funny because in the last couple of years, it's now everywhere. I mean, I have people that send me, they go to the mall and they see there's a store called Epic. There was, the movie called Epic. I saw a Dodge Caravan commercial the other day that said, go on Epic Playdate. So if you start to, it's one of those things when you start seeing that word, now it's everywhere. And it may be being overused, but it's really what I connect with. And it's, to me, it's not about, sometimes people think that's so big and they think that epic means something like climbing Mount Everest or, running a marathon. And to me, it's really about bringing that energy and passion and intuition and confidence into your daily life. And that so every part of your life, everything that you do throughout the day, that you bring that little extra epicness to it. You're fully in present in the moment and you make it something special. So it's something new. It's not the same old every day, that there's a feeling in your life of anticipation and expectation. And so you don't have to do anything. It's not do epic. It's actually just be epic. Be epic in who you are and how you show up for people and how you show up for yourself. That's really what it means to me.
So it's modeling the energy and just kind of carrying yourself in a way that's really fully present, because that's, to carry forth energy, you need to really be in your body.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So, absolutely. I mean, you could, anything you do in your life, you can be more epic at it. I mean, even if you're just washing dishes, you know what I mean? Like, you can bring energy. You could just sit there and wash the dishes and be thinking about something else, or you could bring that, like, that's why I tell people what the acronym, what it stands for me. You could bring that enthusiasm to that, like, make a game out of it. I love to have fun with things, turn it into something that's cool. You have to do it anyway. So why not bring that energy to it that elevates it to a new level?
Yeah, that's great. And you kind of determined an energetic way to shift, I'm going to use the word energy again, but with your epic stance. You want to tell people about that?
Oh, I'd love to. So I saw this TED Talk by Amy Cuddle. If you haven't seen it, it's about 20 minutes. I highly recommend it. If you just Google Amy Cuddle and I think she calls it body power positioning, it's fantastic. I saw that a couple years ago, and she talks about all the different studies that have shown that when you put your body language, your body position in a position of power. So power positions are when your body is extended. Like, look to animals in the animal kingdom. When they're showing power, they get bigger. They puff up their chest. They take up more space in the world. And she has put together, if you watch the TED Talk, you'll see all the different studies where she shows that when you just do that, even for 2 minutes in this in a power position, if you stand in a power position or you sit with your arms stretched out, you will actually raise your testosterone. It actually hormonally will change your body so that your testosterone, which is the hormone that gives you more strength and courage, goes up. And cortisol, which is your stress hormone, will go down. And so it physically, in just 2 minutes, will physically change your body. And not only that, Carolyn, but it actually, people will perceive you as more confident, as more energetic, as more enthusiastic, as more competent. And so this one of the studies she talks about is actually where they have people go in and interview, and they have people do the power positions before they go in, and then they have people do what's called weak positions. Weak positions are when your arms are folded, when you're kind of closed in on yourself, when you're taking up less space in the world. And then they had a different group study just video of the interviews, and it was a very high correlation between the people that had been in the power positions. They were seen as competent and confident, and they wanted to hire them, versus the people that were in weak positions. And it was only 2 minutes, so it was kind of crazy. And so I took that, and I'm all about action, so I wanted to take a cue of teaching and really elevate it to the next level to make it epic, mm-hmm. right? And so,
yeah.
So I call it the epic stance, and quickly I'll share how to do it with everyone. If you stand, the first position is stand, feet together, chest up, arms stretched overhead, so your body's making a big Y shape, and you're going to say, yes! And what's really cool about this position is that it's sort of the international symbol. Any around the world, if you do an athletic achievement, if you win the 100-yard dash, that's how people break through the finish line, right? Their arms, their head back, chest out, arms stretched overhead. And what's really cool is that even blind children who have never seen that position, body position, do that when they have an athletic achievement. So that's a really cool thing. So that means your body is primed to do that. So that's the first position. Then I bring my arms down to my hips, separate my legs, in classic Superman position with a chest up, head up, and then I say whatever word it is that I want to call in more of. So I'll say strength, and then I go back to the yes, almost like a little cheerleader. You're doing a little cheer. Yes. And then I'll say energy. Yes. Confidence. Yes. I can do it. Yes, I'm amazing, or whatever. I mean, that's kind of goofy, but if you just do that for 2 minutes, it'll actually, like I said, change the hormones in your body in a very positive way, and people will perceive you in a strength, powerful, confident way. And so I recommend, that's my little tip, that 2 minutes you can change how people see you. So if you have anything important to do, you have an email to send out, you have an important client call, you have an interview, you have a meeting with your boss or a client, just do that. Go into the bathroom and do it real quickly. And if you do it enough, you can actually do it in your mind in the moment, and then just make sure that you're not closing in on yourself, that you're sitting straight up, strong, chest out, opening that heart chakra, and you will activate that again in your body. That's pretty cool, right?
That is really cool. And you know, I'm thinking of, picture, even, you know, photos or, you know, people you see on Facebook, and, you know, people who have, you know, either their shoulders back, hands on the hip, rather, you know, they do appear more radiant. They mm-hmm. have more energy. You're really much more drawn to them rather than somebody who's, you know, folding their hands in front of you. And even energetically, when you put your hands in front of you or down to your side, your shoulders pull down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you
the next time, you know,
in,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're closing in your energy.
Yeah, I was going to say, the next time you're in a meeting or you're at an area, anywhere really, where you're, you know, even if it's the mall or you're around other people, take a moment and look around and see how, when people are closed in, like you just said, on themselves, kind of the difference between those people and the people that are kind of open and putting themselves out there, and just see, check inside yourself how it feels to notice the difference between those people, and then play with it. I just always tell people, you know, try it out. If it works for you, awesome. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. But have a playful curiosity about it. And if it's something that's going to help you, give it a try.
Yeah, yeah, that's so powerful. And I've noticed a difference in myself, being more aware of my body posture. Mm-hmm. I have not done the epic thing, even though you've taught it before to me. but I'm actually presenting an hour-long conference on Friday, and I'm going to do that before I have to talk. Or I get to talk.
Do it. Yes.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
Yeah.
Try it and let me know how it goes. But, yeah.
I will. I am definitely going to do that. It's a safe group for me. So, you know, I feel empowered going in. But I'm really excited to see how my energy changes when I do that.
Well, it definitely got me through Toastmasters. So I use it every time I go to Toastmasters. And I did it before this call, so there you go.
There you go. So it's kind of like second nature to you to do this.
Absolutely. Yeah, anytime I want to bring up my energy. And what was really cool is that I have a mentor who's in a very high-end marketing group, and she said that there is an internet marketer in their group who was just – they were going around and they were sharing, like, their best life tips. And he said – he's one of those people that's had, you know, $1 million days, sales days when he's released a product. And he said, you know what I do? Before I ever send out an email or talk to my list or have an important call, I raise my hands up above me, I turn up my head, I boost up my chest, and I smile and I open my heart. And, you know, that's what we're talking about. This is the power positioning. And I thought, wow, that was such a great validation to what I've been talking about. And what was really cool, too, Carolyn, is that it's probably been about a month and a half now. They actually, I don't know if anyone out there is Grey's Anatomy fans. I love that show. But it was on Grey's Anatomy. There's what is she? She's a brain surgeon, and she was removing this brain tumor. And in the show on TV, she was standing in the Superman pose, and her assistant came in and said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Studies have shown that if you stand like this, you will be, not only will you feel more confident, but you'll be more confident." And then the assistant said, "Well, I'm going to do it too." So it's really trickling down into the mainstream, and that's always such great validation when you see things like that. But it actually works if it's coming in, if it's coming on our TV.
Yeah, that's fabulous, and that's another one of those things that we call angel wings. That you know, just like when you buy a car, and then all of a sudden you turn around and everybody's driving the same car, it's energetically being drawn into your space, into your vibration. So you are going to see it other places and get that confirmation of what you're doing.
I love that term. I've never heard that term before. I'm going to start using that because I always call that sign or serendipitous or, you know, but I love calling it angel wink. I think that's really cool.
Yes, the Reverend Elvia Rowe gets full credit. Well, through her angels, that's what she calls them, angel wink. So, yes, I love it too. I use it all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So would you like me to share, one of the things we were talking about was that I might share my magical manifestation formula.
I would love to hear about it and to have everybody else hear about it too.
Okay, perfect. So basically, this is what I put together. I've taken a lot of different law of attraction ideas, a lot of things that I've studied, and I call it my magical manifestation formula because I find that when I do this process, magical things really do happen. Those angel winks that you're talking about, even on a bigger scale, those synchronicities, that serendipitous stuff starts to happen on a more increasing frequency. And so it basically, I'll tell you the overall quote-unquote formula first, and then I can break it down into each part. But you start with having a very focused intention about what it is you want to call into your life. Then you're going to add to that an elevated energy, because we've all heard from Law of Attraction 101 that your like energy attracts like energy. Elevate your energy. And then you add into that a positive expectation. And that's that it's coming, that it's on the way. When you do that, you will get inspired ideas. And so we've all had those inspired ideas, right, that pop into our head. But here's where the rubber meets the road. And so if you're one of those people that says, you know, I've tried law of attraction, but it really doesn't work consistently for me, it's when you get the inspired idea, you want to add the action. And the action is the magical manifester. The action is the thing that takes it from just the thought to actually manifesting it into the physical reality, into your world. And then I also always say you want to sprinkle it heavily with gratitude, and because gratitude is the highest vibration of it's already happened or it's happening. And so that always accelerates the manifestation. And then I always say celebrate the heck out of it because we all in this, we don't really celebrate when things happen that often. We sort of just say go on to the next thing, or we say, well, I should have done that sooner, or I should have done that better, you know, or we just think, well, that's just a drop in the bucket. But when we celebrate things that are happening, we're calling more of that into our life and into manifestation. So that's sort of the formula. And then I can break it down for you if that would be helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
So I know you're really strong on intentions, right, Carolyn? I mean, you love setting intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. And I'm big on gratitude and celebration, too. We've got a celebration jar in our kitchen that my kids and I write down either celebrations or things that we're grateful for. And then New Year's Eve, we always pull them all out and read them for the year.
Oh, I love that idea. That is such a fantastic idea. Everyone do that. If you don't have a celebration jar, that is a great way to really put a physical representation to your celebrations, right? Because so many times we do something, we don't have any symbol of it, or it's not, what's the word? You know, when we do something on our to-do list, sometimes we don't have a physical show of the success of it. And when you do the celebration jar, I love that idea. But yeah, so the intention is the first part. And that's really, your intention is really your ask. Your ask to the universe, your ask to your higher self. So it's the part that's saying, this is what I want to have more of in my life. And it seems very, very simple, but a lot of times when I talk to clients and I'll say, well, what is it that you do want? You know, there's a lot of things in your life you don't want, but what do you want? It's sometimes very hard for people to articulate what they actually want. And so one of my favorite law of attraction processes to help with that is something called clarity through contrast. And basically what you do is you write down a list of all the things you don't want, and then you cross through them and change it into the opposite. Looking at the things you don't want, you then morph them into the things you do want. And it's a really cool way of seeing, oh, yeah, that is what I want. And then you'll have a list of your intentions. So that's just the first thought, the first piece of it. And those, sometimes people will call those an affirmation too, you know, saying, coming up with their affirmations. That can also be part of your intention. And then you can have just general ones for life. Like one of my favorite intentions is that whenever I travel, I always intend to have VIP experiences. And it's so interesting how many times something really crazy happens and I get some kind of crazy upgrade or something amazing happens or I sit next to somebody really cool. You can have a general intention or a very specific intention. And then the next part is to add a positive expectation to that. And so for my best example for that is positive expectation means that once you set the intention, you know that it's coming to you, that you have an inner knowingness that it's on the way. It's different than a wish or a dream. It's a knowingness inside you. And the best example that I can give of how that feels in your body is, Carolyn, you know, have you ever heard somebody talk about like someday they're going to go on a trip to wherever, Italy, or someday they're going to go on a cruise to Alaska, right? Well, when they say it that way, it's just a dream, right? It's something, it may or may not ever happen. But you know how when you, maybe you've said that, or I'll use the example of me. So let's say I've been saying that. But then I all of a sudden decide, this is the year that we're going to go. I really want to go to Italy, let's say. And I'm checking, I'm looking at dates, I'm looking at flights. I'm still just in that sort of deciding stage. But you know when you actually have the flights up on the screen and you're going to press buy now? And
yes.
It's like you had that moment of like, do I have everything right? You know, as soon as you click that buy now, do you know that feeling? It's different, right? It's different than the moment before you clicked buy now. Because now you know you're going on it. Like that's how positive expectation feels to me. It's not, you haven't actually gone on the trip yet, right? It hasn't actually manifested into form. But now you're not saying someday I'm going to go on that trip. You're actually saying, you know, on July 17th. We're going to Italy. And it's just a matter of the calendar catching up to that time. So that's what I mean by positive expectation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So you're stating it as it's already happened.
Exactly.
And so the terminology that you're using reflects the fact that it's in process and it just hasn't quite been delivered. Like when you order a pizza. Oh, my God, I love my angels. They're so funny. They just showed me a pizza delivery. So when you, they're really
That's
funny.
Exactly right.
They're really, yeah. So like when you've ordered a pizza, you know you're getting a pizza. It's just a matter of how long it takes them to make it and deliver it to your house. But you're getting a pizza. So it's having
exactly.
the same type of expectation with the other things that you're putting out to the universe and asking for.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's not, you can't necessarily control exactly when that pizza is showing up, but you put your ask in, right? You put the order in, and now you
yep.
have that positive expectation that's coming. Nobody would order a
yeah.
pizza and then hang up the phone and then start saying, well, I wonder if they're going to show up. Oh, I shouldn't have called them. Oh, they're probably going to be late. Oh, it's probably going to be crappy. But that's sort of what we do in our life, right? We'll say this beautiful affirmation, and then immediately we'll start to negate it and think, well, that's probably not going to happen to me. It hasn't shown up yet. It's probably never going to show up. And so the positive expectation is really about changing that to that same feeling as the trip is on its way, the pizza's on its way, it's coming. And that's where I love to sprinkle in gratitude. And like you said, you love using gratitude. That's a perfect time for gratitude because when you're grateful in advance of something happening, it's telling your whole body that, because gratitude normally means it's already happened. It's happening to you in the moment or it's already happened in the past. So when you can bring in gratitude in advance, it really elevates your energy. It elevates your emotions to it. And it tells your mind doesn't really know the difference between is it happening in my mind or is it happening in reality. So gratitude is my favorite little tip to accelerate that process, being grateful in advance. Because it's really hard to have negative thoughts about something if you're grateful that it's on the way, that it's coming to you, and how excited you're going to be when it shows up. Does that
yeah,
resonate?
That's true. Because the energies don't match. You cannot be both at the same time. So if you just keep your focus and your intention on the gratitude, then it shifts everything for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And so that's part of elevating your energy. But I love another process, and I know, Carolyn, you've heard me teach this one before. It's a law of attraction process called Wouldn't It Be Nice? And in less than 2 minutes, it's one of my favorite things to do. I actually did it this morning with my husband. And wouldn't it be nice is that you start to, whatever those intentions are, whatever those affirmations are, whatever those things you're putting out to the universe, you say, well, wouldn't it be nice? Like, let's use the pizza example. Like, wouldn't it be great if the pizza was perfect and it came even faster than normal? And wouldn't it be awesome if it was just the best pizza we've ever had? It was just freshly came out of the oven and it was fantastic. And wouldn't it be amazing if it really satisfied that feeling that I was searching for right now, and I just thought, oh, my God, that was like the best pizza ever. That's a silly little example, but that's sort of how you use wouldn't it be nice. Again, it's you want to say it out loud. You want to get let that energy build. And when I do it with my husband, when we share, wouldn't it be nice together? What we'll do is we'll alternate back and forth. He'll say something, and then I'll say, "That's right." And then I'll say something, and then it'll go back and forth that way. And we're both start to elevate the energy of what we're asking. It's really strange how often something that we just said manifests, like, that same day. It's one of my favorite things to do. It raises your energy very quickly, and I love to do that one. Have you ever tried that one, Carolyn?
Only the one time that I did it with you, but I've made myself a note here. I'm good. I'm big on sticky notes for reminders of things, so I got my note here. Because I have, like, you know, like if I want to do mirror work, you know, sometimes I'll do, you know, look in my eyes and I love you. So I have the note to remind myself and to keep it in front of myself. So I am going to do that. I love that. And I love the fact that you do it with your husband, too. How empowering and connecting for you to energetically create the things that you want to do together or the things that you want to impact your life. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it's a really powerful co-creation. What I love about it is that we do it often enough that we just go right into it. And then what we find is that after a couple of rounds of going back and forth, I'll start to actually say things that are on his track. Like, I'll pick up on what he's going with for that day, and I'll start to throw in even bigger things for him than what he's even asking for himself, and vice versa. And it'll actually make our, you know, expand sort of our horizons of what we're looking at. But inevitably, it'll end up, we'll both just be laughing. It's one of the fastest ways that I have of raising my energy. And it's so great to do with kids, too. If you have kids, you know, try this before they go out to school. We sometimes have a big mirror in our living room, and we'll do it in front of the mirror, too. And seeing yourself doing it energized, you know, we'll be like kind of back at you, or I'll throw it over to you. It makes it even funner, and it sets the tone for the day, right? Imagine going off to work or going off to school with that sort of energy. You're definitely going to be calling in much cooler things into your life, and you're going to have a better day. That's what I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I remember you talking about your husband calling in a job. Was that using this process?
Absolutely. Yeah, so the one I talked about earlier, the contrast or the clarity through contrast, he used that to really look at what he didn't want. So he looked at things he didn't like about his current job and things that he hadn't liked about jobs in the past, and then he crossed through them and he wrote the opposite. And then when you can turn that into something called a desire statement, which basically is just adding a little statement onto the beginning about asking the universe for help and to bring this into your life. And then you read out these phrases that become your affirmations. And so I always say to put them in the positive tense, in the present tense, and use I am. And then you can kick them up by saying, like, I love knowing that I'm in a job that really fulfills me, or I love how it feels when my boss respects me and looks for my input, or I love how it feels when I've worked in a place that has a community and they love the family environment. So he had things like this on his list. And what was really funny about it is that we had worked on that together, and then he was tweaking it a little bit. And one day I saw he had printed it out, and I glanced at it, and he had on there something about working at a place where he didn't have to ask permission or get it was like where he could have any office supply that he wanted for no without ever having to say why. And I thought, well, that's a funny one. Why do you have to put that on there? And he said, well, the other day I had to go through this whole big rigmarole to get, you know, a stapler or whatever it was. And it's a true story, Carolyn, but he did get a new job. And it was, we went down later over that list, almost to an exact T. Everything that happened that he had written on that list had came true in his new job. And it was funny because he actually has a home office. He has two home offices in different cities. And he called up and he said, hey, could I get a new, he wanted a big screen monitor. He had one at one office and he wanted one at the other. So he didn't have to keep shuttling them back and forth. And the guy was like, yep, let me overnight that to you.
Yes.
That's a crazy little example. But he's like, yeah, they just overnighted it to me.
Yeah, I love that story. That's just so powerful of how process can really work.
Yeah, just have fun with it. You know what I mean? You have to suspend disbelief a little bit. So if you're thinking, well, that's crazy, that would never happen. But I know the people that listen to your show get that. They know about law of attraction and they get it. But these are just little processes that I use that are quick and easy. I don't do all of them every day, obviously. But it's nice to have little things that you can pick and choose from. And so what I find is that when you elevate, when you have that positive expectation, so you focus your intention, you've elevated your energy, you've set that positive expectation, when you do that, you're going to get inspired ideas. Inspired ideas are going to pop into your head. And I'll just give a quick example of that. When I was, because I mentioned Toastmasters earlier, a couple of years ago I went to a seminar and they asked us to write down five things that would take our business to the next level in the following year. So these were sort of big things. And I wrote down my five things. And it was a little bit, I had come home from the seminar and it was a Wednesday morning. I just finished with a client call. It was about 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice? I'm going to manifest something on my list. And so I pulled out my list of five things. And I started doing, wouldn't it be nice? And I kind of went through some of the different things that I'd written on the piece of paper. And then when I did that, I let my energy really vibrate on a high level. All of a sudden, I looked down and Toastmasters just jumped off of my list. And I just had this thing that was the thing I was supposed, this idea, this inspired idea, that was the thing I was supposed to work on next. And I had been trying at that point to go to Toastmasters for about 20 years, and it just wasn't happening. I don't know why, but it just wasn't happening. And I did that funny thing that you do, Carolyn. You know when you're like, no, not that one, like something else. Like I really don't want to do that one. Let me get an expired idea about something else. But I was trusting in the process, and so I thought, okay, so what would be the first step to take? And the first step would be to go to the website and find out where there's classes. And that is the action. So I actually got on my computer in that moment and took action. So I went to the website. The first thing they have you do is put in your zip code. And wouldn't you know, there was a Toastmasters meeting every Wednesday at noon, literally walking distance from my house. Many occasions I've walked there from my house. It's at the Methodist Church around the corner from my house. And it was just enough time. That was a Wednesday. So talk about an angel wink, right? That was, oh, my gosh, really? Like, that's crazy. Now, in that moment, I could have thought, well, you know, I'll go next Wednesday. I'll go another time. But really to manifest real, you know, things solidly into your life, when you take that action, you get that inspired idea, keep going with it. Keep going. So I got ready, went over there, got into Toastmasters, and to be honest, it changed my life. I probably wouldn't be on this call with you right now if I hadn't gone to Toastmasters because it gave me the confidence that I needed to do things like this. And so intuitive action is the missing link. When you get that inspired thought, you know, how many of us know somebody that's like I don't know what you call them, like an armchair inventor. Like they'll have the idea to invent something, right? And then they don't take any action on it. And then, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, they'll say, oh, you know, I invented that a couple of years ago. Like somebody will have done it. And they're like, oh, I had that idea 5 years ago. Well, that's the universe bringing you your inspired ideas. It's the universe bringing you. That's how law of attraction works. It can't do the thing for you. It can only bring you the ideas. So when you get the ideas, when you take action on them, that's when things start to manifest. Amazing things start to manifest into your life. So that's the magical manifestation formula. So when you see that happening, that's the celebration piece. There's also a thing in Law of Attraction called celebrate the closeness to the match. And what that means is that even if it shows up and it's not exactly what you were thinking of, we don't get exactly what we, you know, put out there. You want to keep it, you want to have general specifics, right? It's kind of a hard
thing to think about.
But when something shows up that's close to it, you want to celebrate the heck out of that, because that's telling the universe, yes, I want more of that. I want that we're on the right track. Yes, keep going. Instead of if you were like, oh, no, that's not what I really wanted, then you're shutting down. You're closing off the manifestation. So you want to celebrate the closeness of the match, and you'll find that it starts to accelerate and more amazing things will start coming into your life.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
So that's the magical manifestation formula.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I would love to hear some feedback from people either in the chat room, or we've got some callers out there. If you want to star one to raise your hand, would love to hear, excuse me, any questions that you might have. Also, I am happy to do some readings if people are interested in that.
Awesome. Well, while you're looking at that, I was, you know, one of the things that I find when I'm working with people on manifesting stuff is that, you know, when fear comes up, so when you have an action, when you get that inspired thought and you want to take an action, a lot of times fear shuts us down, right? It's the fear, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to go to Toastmasters. So that's when the epic stance is so important. And I epic stance the heck out of walking over there. People never think, they think I'm crazy anyway. I'm always going out in the neighborhood and tapping and doing my epic stance. But that's when you think about it, you're hormonally changing your body to raise up your cortisol and lower your stress hormone. Raise up your testosterone, which gives you more strength and courage, and lower your stress hormone. It actually helps you take the action so that you can manifest whatever it is that you're intending. So that's what my little tip is for, you know, when fear comes up, because fear is going to come up. You know, that's part of it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's a matter of choice as to where you put your attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, you know, I think it's a Native American statement where, you know, everybody has two wolves inside of them, and you get to choose which one you feed. And that's the one that's going to be bigger. So you can feed
mm-hmm.
the fear, or you can feed the joy and the gratitude. And, you know, where you put your energy, which is the food, is what's going to expand and what's going to, you know, be brought into you.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's so beautiful.
I'd like to give everybody, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, I'm going to do a real quick, just general reading, and, you know, again, my favorite term, angel wink. There is no such thing as coincidence. So a card that I pulled is called Victory, and the words on it are, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Wow.
So it's just confirming everything you said, that you have to put it out there and believe that it is going to come through and happen for you. So that is,
you know,
the angel wink for today.
Yeah, as soon as you said that, I immediately thought of I call it a Y with your body, but it's actually like the V of your arm, V for victory, outstretched.
Yep.
That's what came into my mind as well with that. That's very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
I was going to share another tip with everybody. One of the things
sure.
that I love to do, you know, this is another... I always try to take things that are sort of, you know, I don't want to say woo-woo, but some things that are a little bit intangible and give them substance and give them structure. And so one of the other ideas that I love to do, and I love this idea for children, is to take your intentions and to write them on a little piece of paper and to put them in your shoe. And I used to play roller derby. And this is what I would teach my team to do this. And so for example, when I was, it's called the jammer. The jammer is the one that scores points. And they go through the pack, and the pack is trying to hit them and knock them down. And I don't really like to get hit and knocked down. So one day I wrote on my piece of paper, my strip of paper, I wrote that I was invisible to the other team. And it's like they can't even see me. And I wrote that on my piece of paper, and I hadn't done that before. I had put other things about having energy and stamina and things like that. But that particular game, I wrote that I was invisible to the other team, and it was like they couldn't even see me. And the first time I was up to jam, I went through the pack, Carolyn. I couldn't believe it. Nobody touched me. It was like zip, zip, zip. And then you skate all the way around, and you come back to the pack, and you go through again. And I zipped through, and literally nobody touched me. And in that moment, I heard the announcer say, my skate name was called Celtic Kamikaze. They said, Celtic Kamikaze just went through the pack. It was like the other team couldn't see her. And that's, I got
confused
in that moment. and so that's another way of, it's, you know, and the way I did that was I had that intention. And then when I visualized my intention, I would sort of press into my foot. That's how I don't, Anthony Robbins, what does Tony Robbins call that? Or NLP, they always call that, I can't think of the word. It's like when you ground something, you ground your visualization, you know, and you give it a specific physical action so that when you remember it later, it activates that visualization. And so I would press into my right foot. So I would put that piece of paper in my right shoe and I would activate it by pressing into it. And I love that idea for kids, like if they had a test that day in school and they wrote down some affirmations about for their test, imagine in the middle of the test they could press into their shoe and really ground themselves and sort of activate that confidence in themselves. I think that's a really cool little idea that that I like to share with people.
Yeah, that's fabulous. I've never heard of that before. I really like that.
Yeah, I did that. I did that also for my first Toastmasters speech when I first had to do, you know, you go for a couple of meetings and things before you actually have to give a speech. And I wrote down three words. It was confidence, energy, and clarity or something like there was some other word about that it made sense. And it was really crazy. I put that in my shoe. And then when I started getting worried, I would just press into that and remind myself that everything was going to be okay and that was my affirmation. And it was really strange because in Toastmasters you have an evaluator who gives you feedback after your speech. And it was so strange. He said those three exact words. I mean, they actually write it down in your book that you keep track of everything on. And it was crazy because he actually had written those three words that I had. I mean, he had a lot of other words too, but those three words were actually on my evaluation form.
I just got chills listening to that story.
Yeah. It works. Y'all know it works. But here, these are just some new ideas, maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, I think I read someplace or heard someplace that you have to hear something seven times in differing ways before it really gets fully integrated into your consciousness and before you can take action on it. And so every time you hear something, and everybody articulates things slightly different also. So, you know, the way you're phrasing it is, you know, is your version of it, your unique version of the message. And the way people have heard the other messages before, it's, you know, delivered in the other person's unique message. And in between them all, with the multiple touches, they're eventually going to get to that beautiful point where they can energetically absorb it and then take that action on it and move it out and start having the results that they're looking for.
Absolutely. I love that. And I find, you know, there's so many examples of that. Even when you learn a new word, you know, I find that that's the strangest thing. When you learn a new word and all of a sudden you hear everybody's using that word and you think, did I not ever, what did I do before when people said that word? It's kind of that same idea, right? It's hearing it in different places. All of a sudden, there's no rhyme or reason to it, but for some reason, something will vibrate, will resonate with somebody in the exact perfect way that they'll be able to understand it. And that's where what I love sharing with people. I work with a lot of coaches. I coach a lot of coaches, and sometimes they'll say, you know, what do I have to offer special? I mean, why would somebody come to me as opposed to, you know, any other coach on the world? Or we look at, you know, the big coaches like a Jack Canfield or a Tony Robbins. If they can learn from those people, why would they come and learn from me? And I always go back to, Carolyn, to what you just said, and that is that everybody says things in their own unique way. And your experiences are going to be different from my experiences. So if we take the same very same concept and we explain it, it's going to come out different when you say it and when I say it. And everybody needs that, right? They need sometimes,
yeah,
they're going to hear it from me and resonate with me. But sometimes people, you know, they get turned off. Maybe they think I have too much energy or things, the way I say things isn't really what is appealing to them. They might vibrate on and resonate better with you based on the way that you say things and the way you talk about things. And that's what I love about it, is that there's a place, thank God, there's not just one way. You know, otherwise
yeah.
we could have one coach in charge or one person in everything. But it's the variety that makes it really interesting and unique, and that is why everybody has a place and a role
mm-hmm.
to play.
Yeah, and I love that. You know, it's one of the things that I've always, you know, believed in, is that there's really no such thing as competition, because we all vibrate at a slightly different frequency. So the people that are drawn to work with me are not going to be drawn to work with you. We're not going to be drawn to work with anybody else, because the way I present versus the way you present or anybody else, and mm-hmm. your, you know, take on that message, people that need us because they can connect with us. And it's just so incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what's really cool about that is that I've found that all the greats, all the masters throughout time, no matter who you look at, they're all saying the universal truth. You know, there's certain things that are they're the truths. And whether it's a religious figure or from whatever religion in the world, you know, it's so interesting how when you boil it down, people are saying pretty much the same thing. There's not a lot of new ideas or new things. It's just a different way of saying it, because it's a truth. And I kind of love that idea. I've always wanted to do a book where I sort of took different, you know, quotes and things and sort of found the universal truth in them.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Now you need to take inspired action.
Yeah, I know. I know. You got me. That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to start a file for that. I love that. I'm going to start working on that. I'm making a note right now, Carolyn. I love that.
Awesome.
See, that was my little angel wink.
There you go. Perfect. Well, one of our people in the chat room, Angel Dove, has asked for an angel's choice, and I am going to, she says she's open to receive. So I pulled a card for her, and the card is from the Archangel Oracle deck, and it's Hello from Heaven. It's a beautiful card, and it's really interesting because the angel's got one hand up and the other hand down, but it's in a very powerful stance and is holding a light. And the light, to me, the energy of the light feels like it's a clearing of, looks to me like, your energetic body, but in your lower chakras. So feels like you need to really get your energy down into your body and clear out things that that no longer serve you, things that are holding you back. Make sure you're really nourishing and nurturing your body, adequate sleep, water, and also just being present, you know, the epic stance that Fiona was talking about, you know, can just draw your energy right down into your body so that you can feel the energy of your body and nurture your body with that energy. You know, oftentimes when we're doing so many things, we're up in our head and not really feeling where our body is and what our body might need. So by really, you know, by nurturing your body, by clearing out the energy, then you can understand the messages that it's telling you and really give it what it needs. So I hope that was helpful for you.
Carolyn, would it be appropriate for you to do a reading for me or pull a card for me?
I would love to do that. I'm actually going to go to a different deck. Another deck I have with me is the Saints and Angels deck by Doreen Virtue. And let's see here. The one coming out for you. Okay. It's the Sleep card.
What does that mean?
Well, the energy that I'm feeling from the, it's a beautiful angel, and she's just got her head on her hands, and she's resting. And, you know, sleep doesn't necessarily always mean, you know, you're not getting enough sleep at night. But the way we integrate our energy, the way we, my little dog is having an opinion out in the hallway too. The way you integrate things, you can take all of this action and you can move yourself forward, but if you don't allow your body to integrate that energy, then your body can't move forward to the next level. So it's almost as if, you can do gentle walking and, you know, and kind of allow your energy to integrate. You could, during meditation time, you're allowing your energy to integrate. Taking a 10-minute nap sometimes, I went and had major healing today with a coach that I'm working with, and I came home and I think for about 30 minutes, I laid down and I allowed the energy to just seep into every cell of my body and support me. And then that way I could move into the next vibration. So I think this is just an invitation for you to allow that time.
Yeah. That really resonates with me, actually. That's something I was thinking about earlier today, is that I have been just doing so much that it dawned on me today that I've gotten away from some of my things, my self-care things that I do. For me, I mean, sort of, I don't know, sleep, for me, exercise would be my restoration in a way, and I haven't been allowing time for that. And I was consistently meditating, and my schedule got a little shifted last week, and so I haven't gotten back on track this week. And it dawned on me today that I was feeling a little off kilter. So that's actually a perfect card for me. That's really resonating. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, you are welcome. So believe it or not, we are almost at the top of the hour. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed chatting with you, and I know that our listeners, both people that have been listening live and that will be able to listen to you in the future when it's appropriate, really are grateful for the information that you've provided. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. That was wonderful.
Great. So why don't you tell people how to reach you if they're interested in learning more about you?
Oh, absolutely. The fastest way to reach me is just to send me an email, and that is Fiona@FionaOr.com. And I used to always say Fiona, F as in Frank. And then a couple of months ago, somebody pointed out to me, why do you say Frank? Why don't you say something like fun or fabulous? So I now say F as in fun, Iona, and that's at Fiona Orr. So it's F as in fabulous, Iona, ORR.com.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you for sharing that. And if any of our listeners are interested in connecting more with me, you can find me on my website, which is www.carolynmcgee.com. Brand new website, by the way, folks. So come out and check me out and let me know what you think. Well, everybody, thank you so much. Oh, Angel Dove says she has to go because her computer battery is low, but she said thank you very much and God bless. So love the feedback and love the energy and blessings to all. And I will definitely be back at some point in time. So thank you all for your presence. And thank
Fantastic.
You, Fiona.
Thank you, Carolyn. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.